For the next 30 minutes or so, please refrain from smoking. Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast, show number 23 for the week of
March 11th, 2007. I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not any better than last week.
Yeah, we had a pretty extensive explanation of our medical situation in last week's show, and I think people have a pretty good idea that we're not as healthy as we could be, that's for sure.
We're getting old.
Well, everybody's getting old. My kid's getting old.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a good thing, sometimes it's not a good thing.
Maybe we heal slower.
Yes, we definitely heal slower. I know.
You start to think about that stuff when you get a little older than I wouldn't have at any other point in time. But yeah, things are slowly coming along, I suppose. I just, I'm still in a lot of pain, still rough sleeping and all that crap. And how about you?
No change from last week, pretty much. I'm kind of weaning myself off my crutches, which is probably not helping. And when I'm walking on the knee, I was using a brace, which really helps me a lot. It alleviates the pain. But wearing it all the time, I find like I get little spasms under there, and you don't. You end up depending on the brace to do all the work in there. Whereas I'm supposed to be working those muscles that are
right
in your knee there, those quad muscles. This one, that one, and this one, and that one. So
you actually do some stuff at home besides therapy?
Yes.
And therapy's how many days a week? You go a couple days?
Twice. Yeah.
Yeah, I go every day, and that's something else that's killing me. I mean, I know it's doing good, but it's tearing up all the scar tissue, and it's just ripping at my chest and my shoulder, my trap, my arm and everything. So it's pretty painful, and I guess just something to have to deal with and go through to get better.
Yep.
It's got to get worse to get better, they say. I guess it applies here as well.
So tell me, Jeff, did you ever smoke cigarettes when you were younger?
No, I did not.
You never smoked? Never? No. Did you try it?
I did try it once, and I can tell you exactly where and with whom. I wish I could remember her whole name. Maureen something or other, and I don't know if there was anybody else with us or not, but at the end of my street was this little cubby hole where some of the neighborhood kids used to hang out. It was like a Ford area, you know, where you make a Ford or something, but it was at the end of our street, and we had train tracks at the end of our street, and this was like a little bush area, but we had a clearing in the middle of it, so we'd kind of hang out there, and that's where I tried to smoke the first time. I remember they were Rothman cigarettes, white with the blue insignia thing.
Oh yeah.
And I think I had one puff, and I just hated it and never even wanted to. And then I remember one time, sometime after that my I had inquired about smoking to my dad, and he made me smoke a cigar, and it was just horrible. So no, I never did smoke. How about you?
Yes, I did. I smoked. Actually, I started smoking at a pretty young age. I had a friend of mine.
Three.
Not that young. Jeff St. Louis. I'll never forget his name because he had a lot of bad, he gave me a lot of bad stuff. Let's just put it that way. And his mom smoked Rothmans too.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was the Rothman kind of thing. And I was in grade five. He would steal his mom's cigarettes, and we'd go smoking in little hideaways here and there. And I honestly didn't like it for sure, but it was the thing to do to be cool, of course. If you want to be cool and you want to hang out with the cool people, you got to do what the cool people are doing. Doesn't matter how stupid it is.
Yeah, I was never into that analogy.
No, I know. You're your own kind of person. You were a leader. I was a follower. I wish you were my leader, Jeff, when I was a kid.
Well, you'd get in some troubles in other ways, but you probably wouldn't have smoked. You might be better off the way you went.
Maybe. But when I got into high school, though, it was pretty much smoking steady until I was 22, 23 maybe. And I remember I was working at a bar. I was a bartender. Mm-hmm. And I got really sick. And when I was done getting sick, during the sickness, I didn't smoke because I was all full of phlegm and crap. And then once I got better, I just said to myself, I don't need this. This is this is not making me feel any
better.
And
then that was it. You never smoked again?
Cold turkey.
Cool.
And ever since then, I've been smoke free. So we're going to be talking about smoking today.
And how wonderful it is for folks.
Do we have any history on smoking?
History?
Yeah. Where smoking actually came from. I know we have.
Well, no, we don't.
No, we have lots of stuff here.
You just ruined the show.
Sorry to throw that curveball at you.
Actually, 6,000 BC is when tobacco is basically known to have grown in the Americas, or that anybody actually knew of its existence, I suppose, in 1,000 BC before anybody actually smoked or chewed tobacco.
1,000 BC.
So 1,000 BC, a long time ago.
Sure. So that probably would be like the Incas or the Mayans or even the Indian tribes in southern United States. I'd have to think tobacco was grown down there for sure.
This is just what we know,
yeah.
Basically. So who knows?
So it's been going on for quite a while. However, it is until the 1950s that people start thinking, maybe this isn't good for us. The whole smoking thing.
You think? You think it might not be good?
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's not good, but people put two and two together, I think, finally in the 50s. And there's a lot of people in denial back then. How can smoking...
Oh, there's a lot of people in denial now. Oh, secondhand smoke, blah, blah, blah. Oh, smoking this, smoking that, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're going to die anyway. You're going to get cancer anyway. I'm gonna get lung disease anyway. Like, come on.
You think
it's going to sort of be a biased show, I'm sure, because smoking just stinks and is horrible. That's where we're start. That's our starting point.
And it's only going to get worse from there?
Yeah, pretty much. We have some facts and things like that about smoking, and you can maybe make your own decision after that, or just take it for what it's worth, or just have fun enjoying the show with a cigarette and coffee.
That's it. What kind of smoke do you want to have them smoking, Jeff?
Nice. Hey.
Players just unfiltered.
Smoke whatever you want. I think that.
Oh, really? Here, let me light up.
Yeah, you know what? Well, smoking, probably smoking pot and things like that is better for people because they probably don't do it as often as someone would smoke a cigarette.
That's for sure.
Because people light up a cigarette. A lot of people are constant, where they might not smoke something like pot constantly, or they would smoke cigarettes a lot more often, I think. Than,
there's people out there who overlap their cigarettes.
I think the buzz from pot lasts longer than the need to have another cigarette.
What about the people who don't even stop smoking? They're just steady.
There are a lot of people, yeah. Light the next cigarette from the last one. There's people that do that.
Just a chimney.
Beautiful lungs.
Oh, God.
Hey, my lung feels great.
But I have to think that in 2007 that there's a certain stigma that is attached to smoking. And then I think our kids growing up now realize that. I think smoking is...
I don't know if it's any different. I think there's the group that thinks smoking is cool or that smoking is the big thing. And there's the group that thinks that smoking is unhealthy. And I don't know that it's changed. And by statistics that I've seen, it's just horrible. The different diseases caused by and the amount of money spent on. And I don't know if it's bigger than ever.
And then there's the way...
As much as maybe our small social groups, you might see differences there. But as a whole, I don't know if it's any better than it's ever been. I think it's just as bad or worse.
Then there's the whole effect of smokers on our healthcare system.
Yeah, taxing horrendously. And while we have some statistics that are, you know, American, really, we're in Canada and I don't necessarily have any Canadian type statistics, but you can get the idea anyways.
Well, it's estimated that tobacco causes 8.8% of deaths globally. Almost 10% of the people who die are dying because they're smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, and in denial. Smoking-related diseases claim an estimated 438,000 American lives each year. That's a lot of people.
Say that again.
Smoking-related diseases claim an estimated 438,000 American lives each year.
Wow, that's a 500,000 people are croaking in the
States
alone.
And that basically includes people that are affected indirectly, like babies born prematurely due to prenatal maternal smoking and victims of secondhand smoke exposure, which everybody denies. And smoking costs the U.S. over $167 billion each year in healthcare costs, including $92 billion in mortality-related losses. $75 billion in excess medical expenditures. It's huge. Those are some staggering figures. And this is, here's the beautiful thing right here, cigarette smoke. It contains over 4,800 chemicals, and 69 of which are known to cause cancer. Directly responsible for about 90% of lung cancer deaths and approximately 80-90% of emphysema, chronic bronchitis type deaths. Huge.
That's crazy. I just want to interrupt to let people know that they can, as some people are doing right now, they can engage right in the show right now if they want to.
Yeah, we have some people online right now. And
yeah, we got my buddy Rolf right in the same town of Woodsley. He's online right now. And he goes, my opinion on cigarettes is, since cigarettes are proven to cause cancer.
Sure.
And are a huge drain on our healthcare system, which we're just talking about, the government should make them illegal and stop using their tax as income. So he's got that opinion. And if other people want to do the same thing that my buddy Rolf is doing, you can hop on. He's on MSN Messenger, and our username there is the Jabbercast. And same with Skype. We also have a Skype account open right now, and the username there is also the Jabbercast. And if you have a AIM, AOL instant messaging account, or an iChat account, if you're smart enough to be using a Mac, it's also
like that.
It's also the Jabbercast. So if you want to join in on the show Sundays at around 10:30, 11 o'clock, open up your client and you should see us online. Anyway, back to the conversation.
Well, that last comment I made about the 5,000 chemicals in cigarette smoke and 69 of which are known to cause cancer, that's huge.
That's crazy.
Those are facts. No matter, you can deny all you want, but those are facts. Those are scientifically proven facts. And the funny thing is, though, I got to just slip in here. Some people smoke all their lives till they're 90, 90-some years old, and they never have any issue from smoking. So that's weird.
Yeah, my grandmother, she was a chain smoker, smoked Moores. Do you remember Moores?
Yep. The brown...
Long, skinny brown cigarettes.
My dad smoked Moore menthol for a long time. Came in a green carton.
And she lived till she was 88.
And what did she die of?
Cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it cigarette related?
Oh, yeah. Probably, lung cancer, yeah. That spread throughout her body.
But yet she's lived so long, too.
88, yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
My grandmother smoked and has stopped now for probably, I want to say 15 years, but maybe longer. And she's going to be 87 in a couple days.
She quit smoking like in her 70s?
She quit smoking later in life, yeah. But doctor's orders, and her health has been great. She had she was diagnosed last year, a year and a half ago or something, with colon cancer. And okay. Very small, had it taken out and has been cancer free. Like, so it was really not related to that at all. But no, she's been in fantastic health.
Awesome.
She's up and around constantly, out on the bus to the mall, shopping, whatever, all on her own most of the time. So I can't get over that. And that's smoking till you're in your 70s or whatever it is, but that's incredible. Or that people smoke till they're 90, 100 years old even, and die of a heart attack.
That's right, yeah.
Like, probably not related, so.
No, not related.
I don't know. But then again, there are some statistics to show that smoking is a major factor in coronary heart disease and stroke. So it's hard to say whether, you know, it's actually may or may not be related to that. I mean, people drop dead of a heart attack every day, even if you don't smoke, but.
That's right.
I don't know.
You give those stacks. It's something burning. It's tobacco that's burning, but we're exposed to stuff burning all the time. Like, we smell something burning, and there's
a lot of things that we don't smell. There's things in the air that's
just as bad for
chemicals
you
that causing disease. Sure,
but smoking in a room, it's just so concentrated, and it can't be good for you. And people in the room with you.
Sometimes concentrated more than other times.
Oh, because
we were talking earlier about some people smoke, and there are some people that suck so hard on a cigarette that they can just fill the room with dense smoke that you can't even see through. Yeah, they just really suck hard on the cigarette and get everything they can out of it. Smoking in pregnancy, some women just don't get it.
I know my mom said she quit smoking when she was pregnant with me. I have some allergy issues I had that were way worse when I was younger.
But even quitting smoking, it's, you know, they say, and I don't know if I have statistics for that around, how long it takes to actually get out of your system. Isn't it something like 7 years or something?
It's years, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, even quitting, you know, when you find out you're pregnant for that 1 year term is, there's still may or may not be issues to the offspring, who knows.
But, right. Babies are in their mother's belly for 9 months, by the way.
That's what I said.
Oh, you said a year.
Well, I mean, when they find out they're pregnant and then, you know, through that almost year time. Okay, whatever. But about 30% of women who smoke stop smoking when they find out they're pregnant. 30% of women stop smoking. That's 70% that don't stop smoking when they find out they're pregnant. They keep on smoking and probably drinking.
Sure. And what about the crack moms?
That's a whole other story. That's another show, crack.
What percentage of those moms quit smoking crack?
Yeah, you can't quit smoking crack.
I'm a crack addict. And I'm pregnant. Any other stuff you want to throw at me, Jeff?
Effects on children, asthma, frequency of cold, ear infections, sudden infant death syndrome, all higher rates.
Sudden death and
that's smoking by parents. These things are associated with parents who smoke. So basically, it's going to be like a secondhand smoker or possibly passed on. You know, you might pass on asthma to your unborn child or whatever, you know, like you were mentioning.
I had the allergies. And then my mom said she did have allergies when she was a kid as well.
And that's another thing that may be hereditary as well. Maybe if your parents are prone to allergies, you will be too. So it's hard to say, I guess. You're not certainly not limiting your chances of all these things if you're a smoker, your parents smoke. So
are we talking about tobacco or are we just talking about smoking? Because what about chewing tobacco?
Yeah, this particular was smoking, but while chewing tobacco is going to have some adverse effects as well, it's not going to be the same thing as actually smoking.
No.
I wouldn't think. Because the smoke is something that's bad for more people than just yourself, too. I think with chewing tobacco, I mean, unless you're swapping your chewed tobacco with somebody, you're affecting yourself only.
That's good.
And the environment, I suppose, when you spit it out or whatever, but that's only baseball players.
I think a lot of baseball players are switching their gum.
Y'all got that down there chewing tobacco.
Yeah, it's an interesting, disgusting habit, tobacco chewing. Do you think?
Yeah, I seem to think it is.
I never saw the allure to it.
And the way that they do it, and it's a whole customary style of thing.
Yeah.
Where you put it in your mouth and the whole thing.
Yeah, I never saw smoking it. There's some kind of cool thing about it, you know. There's something cool about it, you know, people see. And the funny thing is, it was in the movies all the time in the middle of the last century. But smoke or chewing tobacco,
it looks like a cool thing.
It's disgusting, you know. Sometimes you get the little drool comes out of the corner.
Teeth
are
all black.
Teeth are black. There is nothing good about that.
No, I wouldn't think so. But I guess it's an easier way of doing things when you're on the field.
Yeah, I was at a hockey game last night, and I looked at one of the coaches from the other team, and he reminded me of a coach who used to coach my buddy's hockey team. And I remember that guy used to smoke on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
Back in those days. That's kind of funny if you think about it, eh?
Well, there was a time, too, when you could smoke anywhere, which you can't really do now. And it all doesn't make sense to me. The government bans smoking everywhere, yet they're the ones that sell the cigarettes, and they put their pictures of messy lungs on the cigarette packages, yet they want you to buy cigarettes.
Why do you think they want you to buy cigarettes?
Well, because they make a fortune off it.
Oh, from the tax money.
Well, sure.
Yeah, they don't sell. You said they sell them.
Well, okay, yeah. Well, I mean, it's government operated,
regulated,
regulated.
Yeah,
okay.
Government regulated, yeah, right, and it's taxed more than food. Let's say.
Yeah.
It's like gas or any other.
Yeah, gas. Apparently, there's barely any percentage that actually goes to anywhere but the government. When they show them on the pumps.
Yeah.
This is how much we make.
The
this
pie
is
chart.
What the government. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether that's real or not, I don't know, but. If you only make 1% of, you know, why you have a gas station open, they've got to make some money.
Because they're selling smokes inside.
Well, there you go, yeah.
What about secondhand smoke? Jeff, you know anything about secondhand smoke? Or do you know anything about eating cookies? Well, that reminds me of a sound.
I think you were going to start right away.
I listened to the Don and Drew show, and they have sugar gliders. Did I tell you about sugar gliders before? They're like little marmosets or something.
Like, what?
They got big eyes and they're little...
Cookies?
No, sugar gliders. They're an animal. Sugar gliders are an animal.
A sugar glider?
Sugar
glider. Never heard of it.
Neither have I until I listened to...
What'd you say about Marmaduke?
Marmoset.
What's a marmoset?
It's
a sugar glider?
I think a sugar glider is a marmoset, but I'm not positive. Anyway, they eat worms. And she tells us about when she goes gets her worm packages, because sometimes these worm packages are, it sounds exactly like that. She said this time they sent her the big long ones, like they're extra thick and extra long. And she said she opened a pack and she said she could actually hear them making like moving around. And he put the mic on them and I'm like, ooh, that's just thinking of all these worms crawling on top.
You like worms or no?
Do I like worms?
Do worms bother you?
I've never eaten one.
Well, not eat, but I mean just like a whole mess of worms.
Oh, no. That doesn't bother me at all. Worms are interesting, but it's just kind of, it was weird how they, what are you doing there?
Swallowing. What about secondhand smoke? Also known as ETS, environmental tobacco smoke.
They got to give everything a three-letter acronym, eh?
Can cause a wide range of adverse health effects, including cancer, respiratory infections, and asthma. That's secondhand smoke. And that's affecting us all, from the smokers. And we got to take this time out to thank them for that.
Thank you very much.
Thank all the smokers all around the world for that. We really appreciate that. And
well, as being in a band, you had your enough exposure to secondhand smoke.
Oh, that was horrible. That was one of the only things I hated.
Was the smell of your clothes after a gig.
Was the smoke, yeah. It was.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Secondhand smoke is a known cause of cancer in humans, stated by the EPA. The EPA, Environmental Protection Agency.
Sure. And that took a long time for the government to actually officially say that.
Scientifically proven to cause cancer in humans, secondhand smoke. So for a non-smoker, you work in an office, you don't smoke, you're going to die of cancer. End of story.
Well, your odds are much higher, obviously.
No, you're going to.
Oh, okay, never mind.
EPA says. The exposure causes disease and premature death in children, of course, and adults who don't smoke. Secondhand smoke contains hundreds of chemicals known to be toxic or carcinogenic, including formaldehyde and arsenic ammonia. Isn't that great?
I love that.
We've got that right now. That's wonderful. I just found out that I have that right now, just because I found this information.
That probably is what caused your bursitis.
Sure. Something burst. Secondhand smoke at work. How about that? We're at increased risk for adverse health effects because of that. Levels of secondhand smoke in restaurants and bars found to be 2 to 5 times higher there than in a residence, like somebody's home.
That makes sense.
Of course, many states in the U.S. and provinces, Ontario, we've cut down...
Spit it out, Jeff.
Cut down on being able to smoke in public places.
You cannot
places.
Smoke in... Can't smoke it
now. Is that Ontario or is that like did a lot of provinces do that or is that just us?
Ontario is the first province to
has anyone else then followed suit? Do you know?
Not in Canada that I know of. No, not that I know of.
Well, but, I think it's a great thing here.
There's 14 states that I know have done the same thing. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii. There's a smart move on their part, and there's a bunch of other states in there as well. But its effects are economic as well. When you do something like that, you take smoking out of public places. There's a lot of people who are used to smoking in public places and they won't go to those places anymore because they can't smoke there. However, the cost is more than justified by having less people smoke. In the end, there's going to be no smokers.
But then you also got to look at productivity in the workplace if they can't smoke. There may be less health issues, so the people are going to be at work. Yeah. So the productivity is going to be better for the workplace.
Sure.
As well, you can't take the smoke break, so you're going to be...
At the water cooler.
Well, maybe not at the water cooler, but doing your job, as opposed to taking all the breaks.
Oh, sure.
Taking time away from your job. Well, so, yeah. I mean, yeah. You know, it's definitely better for a company. But then you have the small group that probably has to sneak off to have the cigarettes or go someplace that's... You know, maybe not a normal place where they would normally go to smoke and maybe risk factors there. You know, I'm up on the roof now smoking because I can't go out the door and you know what I mean?
So sure.
I mean,
there's people who would do that.
There's always going to be people that, sure, yeah.
They climb
or they're up in the bathroom
way.
and I got to smell a guy cigarette in a stall next to me.
Oh, that just pisses me right off. I want to say something or just get a bucket of water and just pour it into the stall whoosh, and then run. Yeah, I think right now we're lucky enough to be in a transitionary period where there's going to be no more smoking. eventually. I think our kids' kids will think, hey, remember Grandpa LaPlante? They used to actually
smoke,
burn stuff and suck in the smoke. How crazy is that?
Listen, there's candy cigarettes. There's Popeye cigarettes. There's the toy corn cob pipes.
Oh, yeah. We should do a show on
get off
candy.
The tobacco and put something else in your mouth. We've got cookies. That's better than cigarettes.
Sure.
Not by a long shot, but.
Yes, by a long shot.
Well, come on. There's all kinds of chemicals and crap in that, too, but.
In a cookie?
You got to stop everything.
There's chemicals in our cookies?
Even moderation will kill you. Yeah, there's chemicals in there.
So.
Benzoate, acetate, and obviously yellow number 5 in that one. Brown number 2. Oops. Brown number 2. That's
brown number 2.
But, however, we got off topic.
We got off topic, which is the case with the Jabbercast. Sometimes we do get off topic. Do you want to tell people how they can get a hold of us?
Am I going to tell people how they can get a hold of us?
Yeah, get a hold of us.
As we mentioned, Skype, MSN, and iChat, AOL, we're the Jabbercast. And also, hear me out at the Jabbercast if you want to email us.
Yeah, I'm thinking not during the show, like if they want to.
Yeah, hear me out at the Jabbercast.com.
Or go to the website, go to the contact page.
Better yet, sure.
And do a My Chingo and leave Big JD a message there.
Yep, the My Chingo audio recorder. Right on our contact page, just hit the button there. It'll take you to a little page where you can record right on your computer. All you need is a mic hooked up. So you might have it built in, or if you have a microphone for other chatting that you do, whatever. Just record us a message on there. Leave us a show topic, some information that might have pertained to this or the next show.
Sure.
Whatever. And we'll actually play it on the show if you want.
Yeah. I think that the whole nature of podcasting, people listen to it on the go. It is talk radio on the go, after all.
Right.
So I understand that there's not a lot of people who would be inclined to get on the show in the morning or, you know, give us their opinions just because they're not thinking of it.
Yeah, but we have a list of our up-and-coming shows. So, you know, when you think of it, get on the My Chingo recorder and
let us know what you think.
You know,
about
just maybe a little story you have of an upcoming show that, like our next week, our show is on is a music related show. What's it called? The Music Show.
My Music
Life. It's just about music in general. Music, how you know, some pregnant women play music for their unborn child in their belly, or some people play in a band, and or we listen to music, and just, you know, music on as a cultural thing, whatever. Just a
How many parts are we going to have for that show?
Yeah. General music show. So if you have some kind of a story, or maybe you played music for your classical music for your kid before he was born to make him smarter, or you're in a band, or you followed a band around, or you just like to listen to music because music makes you happy. Or
if you don't like music.
Or if you don't like music, sure. Or you don't like a particular sound of an instrument or something, get on the My Chingo recorder and record it for us. And I'm sorry I cut you off. You probably forgot what you were going to say because you were actually talking when I...
That's right. It's okay.
Sorry.
No, that's all right.
You don't remember?
Nope. It's out of my mind. So yeah, that's how you can get a hold of us. Do you want to wrap up the smoking show?
Yes, I do. And we'll go have a smoke and we'll get out of here. Signing off, Big JD.
And Lippo.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved in the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
And daylight savings time has changed in the world now. What happened with that?
3 weeks earlier. Not in the world, in North Canada and...
Well, that is the world. We are the world. We are the children.
You want to start singing?
We are the world.
We are the children. It's true, we make a better life, just me and you. Hey!